You're listening to Arrow News Net on the web. The address is arrow-news.net. I'm Pete Combs, and joining me now is senior correspondent Kevin O'Brien. The cast and the crew of the Mojave Aerospace Ventures X-Prize winning entry all center stage at AirVenture on Monday. Pilot astronaut Mike Melville flew several overhead passes before he guided the hybrid aircraft-spacecraft combination to a perfect landing at about 10 minutes past 3 o'clock Central Time aboard White Knight. Kevin, tell me a little bit about the atmosphere as White Knight and Spaceship One made their passes over Oshkosh.
Well, as you can imagine, it's a festive atmosphere here, and it's not only festive, but it's sort of a hometown homecoming, because both Bert Rutan and Mike Melville are longtime members of the Experimental Aircraft Association that puts on this fly-in in Oshkosh every year.
So this was sort of a hometown boys make good celebration.
Oh, very much. Bert Rutan, when he spoke, made the point that he has been coming now for 35 years and hasn't missed a year in that time.
Tell me about some of the reactions that you heard from people there at Oshkosh as Spaceship One approached and made its landing.
Well, one thing that I kept hearing from people was a real, almost a reverence for the historic significance of the moment, because people realize that this is, for most of them, the one chance they have to actually see this airplane out in the open and under the open sky and under the open space where this craft flies. It's going to go into the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, so future generations will be able to see it, but it isn't going to be in the open anymore after this week.
How close can people get to Spaceship One and to White Knight? And for that matter, Kevin, how close can people get to Mike Melville, Brian Benny, and Bert Rutan?
Mike Melville especially made the point, as he put it, come up and grab one of us by the sleeve. They're going to be in the area all week. Bert Rutan, Mike Melville, Brian Binney, all the other members of the scaled team that went into making this aircraft, and, of course, Paul Allen, the financier that made it all possible. And these people are going to be very proud of their achievement and very anxious to talk to you. Mike also made the point that a lot of the people who worked on the craft know a lot more about it than he does. He just kicks the tires and lights the fires.
As it were. Mike Melville has always impressed me as being a rather unassuming guy, a real down-to-earth kind of guy, where Bert Rutan might be considered something of a maverick, especially in some of the things he says about, you know, NASA and the FAA. Melville seems to be a pretty quiet fellow.
I think that's a fair assessment, and also Brian Binney is the same way, Pete. He's a very modest and humble man, and these guys spoke to almost diminish their own achievements and to promote the achievements of the other members of the team. It's very clear that it was a team achievement. Paul Allen, who certainly could be justified for reveling in his accomplishment and what he has done, is very modest and considers himself, from the way he speaks about it, just another small cog in a big machine.
Well, realizing that we're talking about some guys who may be a little more humble than their reputations would call for, what was said from the podium at the welcome ceremony that impressed you?
I think of the things that were said, it really touched me. It made an impact on me that Bert Rutan was so excited to be here. He wanted to make the point to this crowd of largely of EAA members that he was an avid EAA member who'd been coming here nonstop for 35 years, and that he was really looking forward to a fun week. And every one of them spoke in the sort of the same vein. They're really happy to be here. And another thing that touched me is Mike Melville said he wished he could fly Spaceship One again. And he's a little sorry to see it going into a museum when it had, you know, so much more potential in it. But, of course, that potential is going to come in its progeny, its offspring. Spaceship Two, as they're calling it, which I'm sure that name will change before it finally flies.
I don't know. Spaceship One seemed to work pretty well for the prototype. Will Melville have a chance to fly Spaceship Two?
I don't see why he wouldn't. Mike Melville is a very young and fit 63. He may not want to. I don't know what he personally desires. And I know that when Mike Melville makes a decision to fly an aircraft, it's only partly a Mike Melville decision. Sally Melville gets a vote, too.
ANN senior correspondent Kevin O'Brien on the flight line at Oshkosh. Kevin, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Pete.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition. 1. And may God's love be with you.